Call to order the Finance Committee meeting of Monday, May 10th, 2021, and ask Dave to call the roll.
Thank you, Mayor. Council President Abbas.
Here.
Alder Carter.
Present.
Alder Verveer.
Here.
Alder Figueroa Cole.
Here.
Mayor.
Present.
Mayor, you have quorum.
Thank you. Our colleagues, Alders Furman and Curry, are excused today. All right, we have no general public comment. Are there any disclosures or recusals on today's agenda? Alder Carter?
Yes, I'm recusing myself from item 8 as it relates to porch light.
Thank you, Alder. Are there any other disclosures or recusals? Seeing none, we'll move to the consent agenda. A couple of notes to start with. We'll separate item 1 as it's a confirmation. On item 2, this item is on our agenda in error, so we will not be taking action on it. Dave can answer questions if you have them. And then on item 8, we have one registrant available to answer questions, Daniel Barnes of North Brook Street. And on item 12, we have one registrant in support available to answer questions, Scott Kowinski, perhaps, of East Terrace Drive, representing Horizon Development Group. So if you had questions for either of those registrants, you could separate those items. But at this point in time, items 1 and then our closed session item 19 and our update on results Madison item 18 are the items that will be excluded from the consent agenda. And again, we won't take action on item 2. Are there other items that alders wish to have excluded from the consent agenda? Alder Verveer?
Thank you, Mayor. I actually don't have questions on any of the items. I just wanted to make a brief comment about two things, if I could, that would be included as for items on the consent motion. For agenda item number 7, I noted that we need a sponsor for the resolution. So if Your Honor would agree to sponsor that budget amendment, I noted that there was no sponsorship of item 7. And then for items 14 through 17 relating to Metro Transit, I just want to compliment Ryan or whoever the author of the memo was. I found that to be helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Alder. And if I'm not already sponsoring item 7, I should be. Thank you for pointing that out. Alder Figueroa Cole?
Yes. So, likewise, I had a few questions regarding items 14, 15, 16, and 17 for the transit combo. I do appreciate the summary. I did go through it and formulated my own summary. I think it's a very, there's a lot of information in there. So I personally think I got the gist of it. So I don't know if other people, if nobody else has any questions, then I leave it at that. But definitely appreciate the time staff took to go over those 4 resolutions with me. And then I do have questions that I'd like to discuss item number 11. So if we can exclude that particular one from the agenda, appreciate it. And item number 13. I just, if I can just, may I add a comment to it. I did have questions in regard of that resolution, and I reached out to Jim and Porsche Light to see if I understood why we were moving money from one bucket to the other. So I don't know if other people have questions about it. Actually, you know what? Can we just pull it from the agenda? I do like to discuss it instead of just making a comment. So it will be item 13. I have questions on and item 11.
All right. So we'll exclude items 11 and 13. Are there other items that members wish to have excluded from the consent agenda? All right. Seeing none, then we will be excluding items 1, 11, 13, 18, and 19 from the consent agenda, and we will be taking no action on item 2. President Abbas, a motion on the consent agenda?
Motion to approve.
Alder Carter?
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. Are there any questions or discussion? Seeing none, is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor of the consent agenda? Seeing no objection, we'll record a unanimous vote in favor of the consent agenda, and we'll come to item number 1, which is submitting the appointment of Krishna Kumar for confirmation of a 5-year term as the Water Utility General Manager. And I believe that he is here with us. And I am absolutely delighted to submit this contract for your approval. We had a wealth of good candidates, but Mr. Kumar really stood out. His experience leading water utilities in California in particular. We had an excellent conversation, and I think he's going to do a great job for us at the water utility. And Krishna, I don't know if you are here, if you want to. I thought I saw him earlier. There he is.
I just promoted him to panelist, so he should be able to.
Thank you. So Krishna, if you want to introduce yourself to the Finance Committee.
Madam Mayor, President Abbas, Alders, and staff, good afternoon. I am Krishna Kumar, seeking confirmation as the Madison Water Utilities next general manager. I believe my skill sets and 20 years experience in public water systems are a great match to what you're looking for in your next general manager, Madison Water Utility. Very excited at this wonderful opportunity to lead a very competent and committed team at the water utility. Thank you. I'll be glad to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Are there questions for Mr. Kumar? Alder Carter.
Yes. Coming from California and knowing of all of the issues they have with water, and if you've had a chance to really overview our situation, what observations have you made?
Great question, Alder. So I got here in Madison on April 7th. Ever since, the interim general manager, Joe Grande, has been very kind and generous enough to loop me into the conversations at the water utility. I have had opportunities to talk with most of the managers at the water utility and extended discussions with the finance manager. So I have a good grounding at the Madison Water Utility. It's fairly comparable to the utilities that I worked with in the past. And some of the issues are very, very common. We have extremely great need for capital investment. And of course, with conservation and reduced revenues, that's always a challenge. I face the same thing back at my place too. So we need to put our heads together to figure out ways to reinvest in our capital infrastructure. And of course, in my conversations with Madam Mayor and the staff, the need for affordability programs have come to the surface. At the moment, the Wisconsin Public Service Commission has their own limitations on what affordability programs we can roll out. But I have some ideas that I need to discuss with staff and city staff to see if we can roll out some affordability programs. I'm very confident we should be able to do that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alder Carter. President Abbas.
Yeah, just briefly want to say congratulations and welcome and good luck with adjusting Wisconsin weather.
Thank you.
Thank you, President Abbas. Any other questions? If not, President Abbas, a motion on the confirmation, please.
Yes, move motion to confirmation.
President Alder Carter?
Second.
Moved and seconded to confirm. Is there any objection to recording a unanimous vote in favor of confirmation? Seeing no objection, we will record a unanimous vote. Congratulations, Mr. Kumar, and we'll see you at council.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. And then I do just want to note for the registrants that were here for items 8 and 12, those did pass on the consent agenda. You're welcome to hang with us, but no need to if you don't want to. And that will bring us to item number 11. President Abbas, a motion, please, on 11.
Motion to accept.
Alder Carter?
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt item number 11. Alder Figueroa-Cole, questions?
Yes. So my main question is regarding the process on selecting this company to be the software, the database holder of the data of the program that we're trying to implement here. There's a lot of concerns I've been hearing from the public in regards to the confidentiality of people within our community, especially the undocumented community and people that are victims of domestic abuse. So how did we land it at that one vendor? Was there other vendors that were examined? And what do we know about these people? I mean, I tried to find some information on my own. I couldn't find any reviews. I couldn't find much about it. And they seem to be pretty new on the market.
Jim?
Alder, the evaluation of these different alternatives. First of all, we looked at a couple of in-house alternatives. When I say we, I mean staff from community development working with our colleagues at the City Information Technology Department, and determined that it was not possible to, in a timely fashion, take advantage of in-house databases and be able to adequately service those, support those. So that turned our attention to existing third-party software. And we came upon this one in particular, had a couple of, this one meaning the Neighborly system, owned by Benevate, had a couple of conversations with representatives from that company about their work and about the specific software platform that we're recommending to the council. IT also looked into a couple of other systems to sort of compare them against this Neighborly software. And lastly, we have had, we've had an opportunity to present the Neighborly platform to a number of community partners to get their perspective on it. They seem to be generally supportive of it and interested in working with it. This particular platform is also in use by some 60 community programs, rental assistance programs, as well as 5 state programs. And we have been, we have had conversations with a number of them to determine how the system has worked for them. And they have seemed pretty much across the board satisfied with the product and the use that's been made of it. So this certainly is a secure platform, and we would expect that it would afford the protections against individuals that are applying for assistance using this platform. So I'll stop there, Alder Figueroa-Cole, and ask you if that's responsive to your question.
Yeah, so who's going to have access to that data? I mean, who else will have access in addition to the people that is going to be collecting the information? How is that? I mean, like, what is the plan? Do we have a plan in place to manage the confidentiality of, again, the certain communities that are that will need these funds, but are needed more protection than, you know, that are general clients?
So there will be information in this system from renter households, provided from renters, and there'll be information provided by landlords. Neither of them will have access to information provided by the other. The city will have access to the information in the system, as will we are about to, and this resolution contemplates the city selecting the Community Development Division, bringing recommendations to the council, and ultimately the council selecting a number of community partners that will assist in the administration of these funds. And so each of them will have access to information about clients that they are working with, but there will not be access from one organization about another organization's clients.
And is this data, like, I know we're working on another project with the Bill to Zero and the VA, I forgot the name of that database. So will we be able to collect information from those sources to somehow combine data and be able to serve this community in a holistic way?
So one of the features of this system is that it will allow us to collect information, particularly information that is required to be reported by the federal government in return for the use of these funds. It will aggregate that information across the different provider groups, but it will not talk to the HMIS system.
That's the word I'm talking about. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, so yeah, those are the questions that were brought up to my attention. I just wanted to pass them on, and I don't have any additional feedback. They just seem extremely relevant. And if you're already saying that you have a group of individuals within the community that have vetted the software, then I mean, that is good to hear. Thank you.
Thank you, Alder. Alder Carter, questions?
Yeah, Jim, for the record, going into an agreement with this company, your concern is the privacy of all applications, correct? For their information?
Yeah, our concern is about the security of information about individual households, yes.
For everyone?
Yes.
Okay. And also, is there because this is an additional additional way to collect information for us. Are we looking at possibly hiring someone, another staff person, or do you have the capacity?
You know, we've
You personally, your division.
Yeah, thank you for asking that question. We, I think we are contemplating the possibility of adding a position to administer this contract. One of the things that with respect to this particular stream of income, this is money that is flowing not directly to the city from the federal government, but flowing to the city from the federal government by way of the state of Wisconsin. And so the 10% administrative overhead that is typically available with these funds is going to be a little bit less than that, as the state retains a portion of that administrative allotment for its own use.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're going to need to be frugal with respect to how we use the remaining administrative dollars. We know that as we look to other community partners to help administer the funds, that they will need support. And so in the course of the next probably month or so, we'll need to sort that out. And there is I think a distinct possibility that we would look to support perhaps a staff position here in the Community Development Division to assist.
And my last question is, have we developed checks and balances, so to speak, to coin an old term, checks and balances, for these organizations, and how we're going to know that the right people, well, not the right people, but the people who need this service is getting this service?
Yeah, absolutely. We are. We have been meeting regularly with community partners, some of whom are already involved in providing rental assistance dollars, and this has been and will be in the coming weeks, assuming that the council approves this resolution. We'll work toward finalizing those, and then we will set about a process by which we will recommend one or more, likely more than one, community partners to help disperse these funds, administer these funds. So yes, that's those policies and procedures that will be followed, and the expectations of partners that will be involved, that'll certainly be a part of the process that we use to select those partners, and will be reflected in whatever contracts we enter into with them.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alder. Alder Figueroa-Cole, another question?
No, just a comment. I just want to be very, very clear. I mean, when I'm asking questions about the security from a certain population, just want to make sure that it's understood where I'm coming from. We have a registry for DACA, for the Dreamers, we created that with the best of intentions. And then we came into an administration that totally persecuted most of these people. So when it comes to this kind of system that is put in place, especially these electronic databases that are put in place to help our communities, those that are more marginalized, those that need it the most, there is that sense of mistrust that is not coming from thin air. It comes from experiences that have already been, that we already have all seen way too often. So I'm not trying to minimize all the effort from staff. Thank you, Jim, and everybody who has worked on this. I'm just trying to make sure that we remember that what it works for all, or when we refer to providing services to all, sometimes it, that usually means to provide services for the most, not for the for those who need it the most. So just wanted to clarify that, that it's not an intent to think that I'm just advocating for one group or the other. It's just that there's, we need to recognize that there's people in our community that have gone from through 4 years of very high stress when it comes to their safety and their security on these, on our communities. That's just all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Alder. Is there further discussion on item 11? If not, item 11 has been moved and seconded. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we'll record a unanimous vote in favor of item 11. And we will move to item 13, which is amending the capital budget to transfer borrowing authority from the men's temporary homeless shelter project to the temporary family shelter project in the community development division. On item 13, President Abbas, a motion, please.
Motion to adopt.
Alder Carter.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt. Alder Figueroa-Cole, you had questions?
So again, I just wanted to, again, I don't really have any questions. I already got them answered before the meeting. I talked to Porsche Light. I talked to Jim. Jim is mostly getting sick of talking to me. I have become his full-time job, apparently. Sorry, Jim. But again, just Porsche Light hadn't noticed a resolution. I understand, totally understand that the budget is coming from the city and we own the funds for the capital, for the capital part of the temporary shelter. But I just feel the need to stress how important it is that we have better communication, or clear communication, or transparent communication with our partners in these decisions. I don't know if Porsche Light has any additional capital needs, so we don't really know that. We know that in August, we're going to have a big surplus of people needing the shelter because of the county money is going to be ending for the hotels. So we are in such a uncertainty going on right now, that I just found it odd that we will be moving money from a project that we know is stressing and moving it to another project that is also stressing. So I understand why we're moving the funds. It's just making a point that we should be able to, I don't know, that maybe we should just get, even though Porsche doesn't have any control over the capital, maybe they have some capital needs. And I know, Mayor, like, we were the first one-on-one that we had, the first question you asked me was, you know, what are we talking about? You know, we started talking about the capital budget, which I had no idea how to answer that question at the time. So I know it's a big deal at this moment. I found it odd that we will be moving capital budget when we're talking about capital needs. That was my comment. And again, Jim, thanks for the information, and thanks to the person from Porsche Light that is on the phone for taking my call. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Alder. Are there any other questions or comments on item 13?
Was there a question? What was the question?
There wasn't a question, Alder. There was just a comment. I was just leaving the opportunity for others to ask questions if they had them.
Thank you.
All right, seeing no other questions or comments, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor of item 13? Seeing no objection, we'll record that vote. And that will bring us to item 18, which is an update on results. Madison, Dave?
Thank you, Mayor. Can everyone hear me? And can everyone see the screen? All right. So those of you who just joined the council have seen this. Those of you who have been on the council prior to this is an update on Results Madison and our restart of it. And we thought it would be timely given that we are moving to re-engage the agencies after going into a hiatus during this last year and a half with certain things happening in the world and in our city. Let's see. All right. So just a reminder, and some of you have been a part of these discussions around what we call performance excellence. And this just gives you a sense of all of the various elements of what we're talking about with performance excellence, including Results Madison, but concepts around data management, the whole effort with voice of the customer, and other efforts, as well as the foundation for starting Results Madison was the Racial Equity and Social Justice Initiative. And then much of what we've been doing is informed by other efforts, such as the neighborhood resource teams and the very large and comprehensive effort around the Imagine Madison plan. So again, a reminder around performance excellence, which includes our vision for Madison of inclusive, innovative, and thriving, our mission as a city, our values, and the service promise that we each have in terms of treating others as they want to be treated. And so Results Madison really takes all of that, starting with the citywide elements in the Imagine Madison plan, the outcomes and indicators in that plan, the strategies, and then really focuses on the services that we provide to residents and performance measures around how those services are doing relative to expectations. And so Results Madison is really about connecting our services as a city to our strategic framework as a city. And so again, how do we know that we're achieving our vision, mission, values, and service promise? It's really through the Results Madison effort and ultimately how we're going to put together our budget, present our budget, talk about our budget, and connect our budget to what it is we're doing every day. So when we look at Imagine Madison, started with these concepts of elements of a great city, and you can see those listed here. As we improve these elements, we're moving towards realizing our concepts of vision, mission, values, and service promise. And so these elements were identified, as many of you know, through the hours and hours of effort by the planning division of engaging city residents, city managers and staff, as well as council members, and building out these elements of a great city. And we're in the process now of building out the health and safety element, which was not a part of Imagine Madison, but which is a key part of Results Madison in terms of how we're looking at what we're trying to realize in Madison through the services provided by city government. And so when we take those seven elements of a great city, we move through this idea of outcomes and indicators that help show how we're doing relative to those outcomes. There are strategies, many of which are in the Imagine Madison plan. Others might be developed as a part of agency efforts to define their services. Obviously, services is what it is that are being provided to residents. And then we use performance measures and data around how we are doing with those services relative to moving back up the chain of our strategies, indicators, and outcomes. And so here's one example of a logic model to try to explain how we get from element to service to performance measure. And so taking one element, in this case, green and resilient, what outcome would tell us that our city is green and resilient? Well, one outcome would be safe and clean water. How will we know we have safe and clean water? We measure the water quality of Madison's groundwater. What is a specific strategy to improve groundwater quality? And that would be our use of road salt. And we already know it is percolating into the aquifer. It's affecting our water quality. Well, how can we address that? The service that provides or places the road salt on the road is our streets snow and ice removal service. And so how can we measure how we're doing relative to achieving that outcome and that element, namely a performance measure around how much, how many tons of salt are used by the streets division per event per route. And so this logic model is going to be developed for each of the services identified by agencies. And there'll be many, many of them as we reorient Madison's budget. And so that reorientation is really moving from our old way of incremental budgeting to a results-oriented service-level budgeting. And so some examples of how that's going to change under our old way, we've typically, and many communities do this and governments do this, they start with last year's spending. Under the new approach, we look at our goals for this upcoming year. Under the old way, we'd look at funding targets by agency, and instead we would move to targets by element. So looking at that, those concepts of green and resilient, culture and community, and so on, and budgeting at that level of how are we going to achieve those elements of a great city. At the agency request level, we currently focus on how an allocation is going to be spent, and that would switch to how are our investments going to achieve results. And then often in the budget, we focus on what we like or we don't like or what we have to cut. And our new discussion under this new approach would be what works, what doesn't work, what should we keep towards achieving our results. And so Results Madison, we've already had a process of what we call a three-step engagement with the agencies and helping connect their services to the strategic framework that I described before. And when the process is done, which we have completed, we would have services that would be connected to all the elements of a great city in that Imagine Madison plan. And so that three steps is a service inventory, sitting down with the agencies, defining the services that they provide and how residents interact with those services, defining performance measures, show how we're doing, how well we're doing, and how residents are better off. And then data action plans. What data do we need to implement those performance measures and see how we're doing over time? So as of the end of 2019, all city agencies had gone through this three-step process. They'd defined their services, they'd identified performance measures, and they had developed data action plans. Well, clearly something happened after the end of 2019, and we all went into a different mode for the last 14, 15, 16 months. And where we need to go now is look at these areas of measurement. Are they valid? Are the performance measures and the data action plans supporting them workable? We have to develop budgets for each of these services. So rather than budgeting at the agency level, or there are services in the current budget, but often they're not connected very clearly to what the results that residents expect or what residents see every day. And so we need to move to an approach where the budget will be presented at this service level and connected to performance measures, outcomes, and the elements of a great city. And then a lot of work, obviously, if we're going to be applying data and performance measures, we have to have that data and readily available. And so work needs to be done to develop a data warehouse and integrated analytics around all of that. So as I said, the agencies went through that three-step plan. They've identified their services, but we've been in hiatus now for a while, and we need to restart, re-engage agencies, and that's what will happen this year in 2021. And then we'll look to phasing in how we talk about the budget, how we present the budget over the next several years, starting in 2022 for the 2023 budget, piloting one agency. Are there services, how they want them to be? Do they have performance measures in place? And then we need to rewrite how the foundation of their budget is set up now to correspond to the services they develop. So we'll work on one agency, and then that updating is what we call the chart of accounts. And then we'll move through a third of the agencies each year towards a fully implemented results-oriented service level budget approach by the 2027 budget. So this year, it's really all about change management. Again, we've talked to the mayor's management team about this a week or so ago, and we will begin, we've updated our website for Results Madison for this plan going forward. And starting in the second quarter, we'll again re-engage the agencies on their service inventory, performance measures, and data action plans. We'll identify the pilot agency and then begin to migrate that pilot agency to a new chart of accounts in our financial system in the fourth quarter. So that's what we're going to be doing this year. And as I said, then we will transition into the remaining agencies over the next few years as we move to this new approach on budgeting that's tied to our elements of a great city. So that's a quick update. We'll keep returning to you as we move forward on this. But those first steps this year will be re-engaging the agencies, really giving them a chance to review their services again, review their performance measures and data action plans, since it's kind of been in a holding pattern for the last year or so. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any quick questions, or I can answer them offline since we do have another agenda item.
Any questions for Dave on the Results Madison update? President Abbas.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Dave, for the presentation. I will also touch base with you offline because I have a couple of other questions, but I will just ask one right now. So agencies, basically, they will look into green and resilient, and they will look into performance measures. They are not going to compare those during this budget, during their presentation, correct?
No, not for this upcoming budget. We won't be ready for that. We'll be phasing it in over the next several budgets.
Next several budgets. So do we know which agency will come first, or is it all agency together? Or
no, so we're going to pilot one agency and begin that technical work that we need to do, what we call rebuilding their chart of accounts so that it's connected to the new services that they want to present and that they feel are best connected to what residents expect. That'll be the first day. So we have to identify that agency this year and then rebuild that chart of accounts in advance of the 2023 budget. And so in the 2023 budget, we'll have one pilot agency. And then in the 2024 budget, we'll do a third of the agencies and a third of the agencies after that until they're all fully updated to this new approach by the 2027 budget.
That sounds good. Thank you very much. And I know that we are really focused at services. I'm also curious about different committees and commission also provide some recommendation on green and resilient. As an example, building city-owned buildings like, website and emission tracking and all those stuff. How could you collect that feedback? Either it's only agency will, I'm just curious how this mechanism will work.
So for each of the elements, not just green and resilient, the agencies will be connecting the services. So they're defining the services that they provide. And in those services in the areas that you just talked about, they may have a series of performance measures around green practices and things like that. And they'll have to have data connected to performance measures to show how they're doing. So I think that's the connection that you're talking about, maybe about what committees are doing, things like that, in terms of what are our strategies towards a green and resilient city.
Sounds good. So I said I will ask you one question. I end up asking many.
Thank you, Alder. Alder Figueroa-Cole.
During our orientation, we were introduced to some of these new ideas and the new people. We were very excited about it. I know after a celebration, we were told that wasn't going to be implemented for a few years. So we're like, great. I just want to point out, that looks, that's the way it should be. I'm so glad that we're moving to solve issues and to focus on accountability and how to measure that, because that's just I mean, I've been in the private sector for all my life, and that's how things are done. Accountability is measurable, and data is really a huge source of information. So I am on board with this. I really like where we're going with it. And during the orientation, there was some questions like the one that you were showing there with the example of for the South usage. There were some questions that were presented that really are applicable even today, even if we don't have a full implemented matrix or system to capture what your guys are trying to accomplish. The heart of this operation can be implemented individually by anybody. So I just want to kind of stress that out, that there's so much potential for us as council members to actually put those questions in the front of every decision that we make, even if the system is not implemented. So thank you.
Thank you, Alder. And to be clear, I don't know what the right word is. I don't know if it's most or much of, but at least some of the performance measures that would be used for these services are already exist, and data is already being collected and reported to the council or to various bodies. So it's not so much. I mean, there's definitely an element of defining the right metrics and starting to collect some new data, but there definitely are some of these data that already are being collected and reported on.
Yeah, I mean, I think during the orientation, there was a concern that when we jump out of school with so much excitement, there was a little bit concern from the staff saying, wait a minute, we're not ready yet. But from my part and from a few other people that we discussed after the fact, we just really embrace that there is a mechanism that we can use today, even if it's not fully, you know, fully launched. And I really appreciate that. But yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Alder. Are there other questions for Dave? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to our next item, which is a closed session item. So President Abbas, could you please move us a motion to go into closed session and read the notice, please?
Yes, motion to move into closed session. Closed session, when the Finance Committee considers the following matter, it may go into closed session pursuant to Section 19.851E, Wisconsin's states, which reads as follows: deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public businesses. Whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session, if the Finance Committee does go into closed session, notice is hereby given pursuant to Section 19.852, Wisconsin statute, that it may reconvene in open session without waiting 12 hours as specified in the statute.
There's a motion to go into closed session. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to go into closed session. Dave, would you call the roll, please?
Certainly, Mayor. Council President Abbas?
Present.
Aye or no to move into closed session. Sorry.
Aye.
Alder Carter?
Aye.
Alder Verveer?
Aye.
Alder Figueroa Cole?
Aye.
Mayor?
Aye.
Unanimous, Mayor.
Thank you. So we will move into closed session, and we'll ask staff that are not here for item 19 to drop off. And other alders not on the Finance Committee are welcome to stay. And have the tech staff let us know when we are ready to go. We're back in open session, and on item 19, the report from closed session is that the Finance Committee received a briefing on the initial bargaining strategy with the Madison Professional Police Officers Association, MPPOA. And that concludes our agenda for today. President Abbas, a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor of adjournment? Seeing no objection, we will record that vote and we are adjourned. Thank you all and have a good evening.
Thank you.